You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
No, I see you
dicey
just
out there today.
Let me know where our phones are knocked out, so that will do it for guest.
Well, we have the last probably remaining landline on Earth here, so.
Anyway, we
got to find someone to fix. Who do Bell South, right? Isn't that who you use for your email?
Why you got to take a shot at who?
They're a phone company. They don't like come out and fix the lines.
You can give me a hard time, man.
I'm just saying.
No, who comes out and fixes the
phone lines?
You pick on old people all the time.
Sorry.
You're just a terrible, terrible guy. By the way, I got to thank everybody for coming out Friday night to the QAM party. Had a really good time, and it was great. Our guys stayed out there, and for everybody that came and got a chance to talk and see everybody and watch the Panthers game, that wild game. My God, down 3-1, come all the way back, and win at 5-4 was fantastic. And then Chris Atkins, want to thank him for sponsoring all the stuff that he does every time we have an event, and just so great. Edmore Sawgrass out there with Chevy and Cadillac and Buick.
Hey, did you see that car they had on display there, that Hummer?
I did see it. That's the LeBron car.
LeBron did the commercial for that thing.
Yeah.
How sweet is that thing?
They got, they're all
that's
those.
Cool. So, you know, it's electric.
I didn't know that. I'm just not.
I know you're not an electric car guy.
No, it's great, though. You keep talking about it. You got electric? You always talk about it. Did you find it?
No. I just say I thought that Hummer was really cool. They had it on display right there in the middle of the event.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
I know. I think, by the way, I don't think they do well when it's, like, really wet out. Like, isn't water bad
know.
For them?
I don't know, man.
Be careful.
See, you say something, and then people now that have electric go, that's not true. Where did you get that? And then, you know, like, I got, oh, you're stupid. Some of the stuff you say is stupid, and it's not accurate on the show.
You get that, too, sometimes, huh?
I had a bad experience the other day. I did. I mean, listen, when you put yourself out there and you show up, you know not everybody's going to like you. And I say this all the time. So, oh, man, I wasn't going to say anything, but what the hell? Like, and
sorry,
it's okay.
I kind of led you into it because
No. So, but my wife never goes to events with me, but we had, Seth had the Jason Taylor Foundation Hall of Fame dinner. It was great. It was so much fun. And I was with my guys, Jimmy and Bo, and Chris was sitting with us. OJ was there, Troy. It was great. All those guys are guys I see a lot during in my personal time. And so, you know, everybody had their wife or girlfriend with them. And so Marga went with me, and it was nice. It was a nice evening. I got to see everybody. It was, you know, I hadn't seen Jason for a while, and his sister Joy, and everybody. Everybody was there. Matter of fact, the coordinators were both there for University of Miami, and it was a nice event. Had a little bit of everything there. It was fantastic. It was a nice fast event, and had a few drinks and relaxed. And so I understand, like, you're going to say and do things that people don't like, right? And sometimes, most of the time, they just see and they'll say, that idiot over there, I can't stand that guy. Or something, it's fine. It's fine. I understand when you do this, that you're going to offend people or you're going to say things that upset people. So I'm with my wife, and we're leaving. We're just leaving. Hey, that's going to do it. Hey, the party's in the other room. Go enjoy yourselves. And And so I was getting my guys together, and we were going to go have a drink at Hard Rock. And that's where the event was. We're going in one of the bars and sit and relax a little bit and laugh and tell stories. This woman comes up to me, and I was already talking to some other people, and she jumps in, which people do. A little bit over the top, or you want to call it rude, it's fine. So she comes up and starts in about how stupid I am and some of the dumbest things she's ever heard about horse racing. And Woody, we never talk about horse racing, so I was like, you and I were talking. I said, I watch Kentucky Derby because it's really one of the more enjoyable things to find a horse. And we have this family thing. We all pick it. We all throw in a little money. And we have some fun. My mother-in-law loves to do it. So I said, yeah, I got to a place so we could sit and watch it out and about that night. 6:58 start. So she goes, no, you guys were talking about some other stuff. It's really stupid. And Woody, I
like where this is heading.
I had a few drinks, so I mm-hmm. I was like
a few.
No, I just had a few.
Okay.
You weren't there, so don't say drinks. Right, so anyway, she just doesn't let up about some mm-hmm. of the dumbest stuff she's ever heard, and you guys are really stupid and straight faced, and there are other people standing there, but she's one on one and in my face. And this is at the end of a really nice event where people got awards and they gave scholarship money out for kids. And
now this woman wasn't part of the event, was she?
I don't know.
She was just like a random heckler?
No. Well, she was there. Somehow she had to be, or you know, tables, and you got to buy tables. And
well, what had her so upset?
So she got into all this stuff. And Woody, at the time, I didn't remember, but she said, you were saying stuff about horses. And and then, okay. Woody, so this is funny. So anyway, she leaves, and as she's leaving, she whispers, she comes around and circles to my wife and says, I've been dying to say that to that guy, which happened to be her husband. So she kind of laughed because my wife, she thinks I deserve everything I get. So now I leave, and I was thinking about like horse racing stuff, and I remembered we were talking about Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And about whether the winner of the Kentucky Derby was going to run the second leg or not.
The load management thing, yeah.
That right. And we're having fun with it. And a lot of trainers make that decision because, you know, if chance when the horse is done, stud fees are make a lot of money. And we're talking about Secretariat, the king of stud fees, right?
Yeah, those were all his grandchildren.
Yeah.
That were running in the race.
It was Secretariat, right?
Yes.
Anyway, whatever
we didn't know that one. Well, actually, you did guess that one.
Whatever we said,
I forgotten what they
or
said.
You said, she just carried
I hope
on.
It was something I said,
and then it got to Gulfstream. She's a Gulfstream person, and I don't know if she works there, but they won't have to worry about my ass ever coming out there again for dinner or anything
my
else.
God.
So yeah, it was just.
I just think it's funny when people think. We know what we're talking about when it comes to something like that.
Yeah, I think we made it pretty clear. Like, I told her, I said, listen, I'm not a regular, and I don't usually get into stuff. I know some of the fundamental stuff of the horse tracks, but I don't know anything that's going on out there.
I know how to bet.
And she goes, I could. And of course, when I said that, I say, hey, we don't know stuff. And she goes, well, I could tell. It was embarrassing. And so she just went, she wouldn't let up.
It wasn't embarrassing for us.
So anyway, I...
You know, I mean, it's funny. Like, people think we know what we're talking about with some of this stuff. Like, I brought it up because I gave you the ratings for it, right? I gave you the TV ratings.
Yeah, but that was accurate.
Well, yeah, because I was reading it off of a thing. And then I had forgotten because I knew that they said that all the, you know, it was like a whole family, all the horses were like relatives.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird when you think about
it. Not really. People want to...
They're all relatives, though. Different.
I want part of that gene pool, man. The greatness of that gene pool.
If they did a
pool.
Family reunion, all 19 of those horses would show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be an interesting family.
Different farms, but yeah, you know, they'd all be coming in. I got you.
Did that guy go touring around to different farms?
So I don't know if they, you know, you bring. I don't know how.
Does
exactly
he go to
works.
You or do you go to him?
Did you see
the question?
Did you see the fees he's getting to make love though? Did you see what they are? They are huge. I believe they're way over $100,000.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
Anyway, Just wanted to get that in there.
People are asking about the woman. They want to know about her physical appearance.
It had nothing to do with that.
No, but they want to know.
She wasn't in her 20s.
You should have called her a big horse. That would have been good.
That would not have been good. But she, so then she wasn't sure if she heard on my show. So she went to one of you guys because she wasn't sure. You know how you do it. And I said, listen, man, I just so you know, I don't talk about horse racing. That Defoe loves that stuff. And the day we did track stuff and Hank loved the tracks.
I'm just picturing you walking out of this thing. You're finally done. You walk out with your wife.
And it's the and first you get, event.
You get rushed by this woman.
Yeah, man. And we were going out. And then it was like.
I could understand if she was like upset about a Dolphins take or something like that. But horse racing?
So the wife goes, does this happen a lot? Sometimes. Okay. So that was. She goes, she whispered in my ear to tell me what an idiot you were. And I went, I don't know if she realized that we were together or not after I thought maybe I was standing there to talk to you next or something. I go, oh, it was a reminder of what you get for acting like an idiot every day on this radio of what you can get. So,
was your wife embarrassed or was she pleased about it? Like,
I got another one for you on Friday night. That was Saturday night. On Friday night, you know, guys showed up and go, hey, do you remember me? There's always a couple you remember me.
Yeah. You tell them you don't remember anything.
I told them, I said, listen, man, sometimes I don't remember. Because I don't want to sit there after I've been having a few drinks and somebody says, remember me? And then
you meet a lot of people, what's my name?
And you're going, I can't remember.
You do meet a lot of people, Joe. I'm being honest. Like you meet on the road. People come up to you. So, like you meet people all over the country, Dolphin fans.
So anyway, he said, hey, I was your neighbor. I go, yeah. I knew who it was. I don't want to say his name because he's a good guy, really good guy. And he was my neighbor. And when I moved into where I used to live in Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, my buddy was listening to you and said, and he knew it was me because it happened to me. And so he thought, he calls me right away and says, he was a neighbor that came down and told me, hey, don't hire the pool guy. He's banging half the women in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some divorces. And he goes, I'm one of them. I got divorced from my wife. She was banging this pool guy. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, this pool guy in a tank top, good looking, hair kind of back, great shape, handsome man, knocks on the door and says, are you guys just moved in? Goes, yeah, I'd like to do your pool. And you're looking at a guy. And I'd already gotten a scouting report on him.
Yeah.
And so my mother-in-law is taking care of the kids for us when they're babies. And so she was there. And so we're like, all right, well, we'll let you know. And thanks. So we don't have a pool person, right? And, you know, anyway, she goes, oh, I'd like to see him get the job. I'm going, she goes, he looks good. I want to have somebody to stare at. So I said, all right. So we ended up hiring him. But I said that day, and the guy came up. I'm the guy told you don't hire the pool guy. He was banging my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was a weird one, Woody. It was very strange that was brought up after all these years. So that's the kind of stuff that happened over the week. Over the weekend.
But the second thing, like, that kind of is a little ridiculous, man.
Which
someone
one?
Said I took the words right out of their mouth. Should have just doubled down and called her a big horse.
No, listen, there were a lot of people.
I don't like so, that people
so let
think
me tell
that it's
you.
Okay to do
so
that.
So here's
kind
what
of
I
stuff,
thought.
So.
Here's what I thought as I was leaving, going, well, that was interesting. But I had all the guys and we were laughing and we were moving on. But I was thinking, she's from Gulfstream and she came across as somebody that knows the business really well and said, for being on sports, we sounded stupid talking. And I realized we were talking about life after racing horses, mm-hmm. for the big horse, doing big things, and those fees that you get to do it. But whatever we said, apparently we were way off or something because she was jacked up or was just, you know, just by herself, kind of just broke in between the group there and just started too. Not introduced herself, just started in about how stupid we are, Woody.
Yeah. Well, we get that a
lot. I heard stupid and embarrassing.
Embarrassing, huh?
I heard embarrassing. Our stuff was
did you tell them we have no shame at this point?
No, we're way past
the point of embarrassed.
We're way past that. By the way,
I had a weird one happen to me too with that thing, by the way.
No, I had one with you. The guy asked me, God, that guy drives me, and he said it, and he goes, is he here? And I go, he's right here. And I did that. And then he was nice. Oh, no, he was really, oh, hey, man, nice to meet you.
I had a kid come up to, I guess we're just airing everything out here. There was a kid who was trying to get, we're looking for, like, we have a job over
here. Yeah, no, that guy
right?
told him to go talk to you.
Yeah, he talked to me for a little bit about it, and then he told me, he goes, oh, by the way, like, you probably shouldn't be so negative on the show.
Wow.
That's what he told me. And I said, well, you know, I'm positive you won't be working here. What a weird thing to say.
No, that's weird. He was so
I've
nice.
I've had people come up to me. I have people from my wife's work that have come up to me and tell me they hate the show.
Yeah. I had a guy
walk. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I had a, yeah. No, I think he had.
Nothing like someone coming up to you and telling you they don't like your work.
Well, let's.
Like, well, you know, I think you suck at what you do, too.
Oh God! But anyway, that was my night out with my wife right there. That was part of the night there. But it was a great event. Jason was in rare form and
nice.
made it a fun event. We got to go to break here. We got through all that. We got.
By the way, we're going to be having more of these events. That's like probably a reason to come out to these things just to see these awkward interactions. Most of everything was good except for a couple of them.
Everything was good, and so, you know, a lot of times it's never the sports stuff. It's always the personal stuff, right? It's always gets back to, you know, stuff, and a guy will say, oh, man, I had that happen to me. I just wanted to tell you you're not alone. And I go, okay, well, so you're a little dysfunctional too. All right, that's great.
So that lady represented the horse racing fan base of
I don't know who she was. But she waited to the very, very end when everybody said, hey, we got buses out in the back. They'll take you to the club. And
couple more quickies here from the text, if you don't mind. Since we can break the format when it rains like this. Did you know that?
Go ahead.
Since we're like in the Stone Age back here, man. We got the phone lines and the TVs are dead. It says, Neil Rogers was the king of I Hate Your Show, but I'm still tuning in.
Oh, listen, that guy was... hey, listen, Hank was... Hank was pretty good too now. Hank would talk about when he was having a bad day, he'd talk about, I hope you get run over and your package is on the tire and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Hammer and Hank would get, he'd get, miss that guy. He'd get fired up though. He was always good too, man. You're going, Hank didn't have a good day at the track. Or you're like, he come in, you're going, Hank just killed the track today. He hit some big ones today.
Someone said, Hollywood, when someone comes up and says they hate your work, welcome to Tua's world. That's true.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, we'll have some mini camp stuff coming up here this morning.
We want to have one of those events in Palm Beach, by the way. Someone said it would be nice if we have one of those in Palm Beach County. I feel like we were close to Palm Beach County, weren't we?
I think we're done for a while. We've had two. We're good for a while. That was great though.
You need a breather.
We had the hockey game down the street, so it was nice. No, it was a nice evening, man. I got to tell you, guys stayed around and it was fun and talking and laughing and by the way, some guys brought their wives with them. They did bring their wives with them.
I noticed that.
Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, man, doesn't matter even when it's a little rainy like it is right now. But if you get a chance and you're looking for a new SUV or a truck. Well, I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy did. We're a little fired up about the new Tahoes. We think they're fantastic Suburbans. But let's talk about the midsize SUVs like the all-new Equinox, man. Oh, my gosh. Got everything you could ever want. It is loaded, eye-catching exterior. It's got you fully loaded with driver tech stuff that you're really going to love, man. And the 2025 Traverse. Well, I always tell everybody, it's spacious, it's comfortable for everybody, and it's got one heck of a look. The new 2025 Traverse is out, and it is smoking hot right now. Not to mention plenty of room for your cargo, that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. Boy, you can go on and on. But let's get to our number one sellers, the big dogs, the cleanup hitters, The durable Silverado trucks. It's like they've made a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Now, I want to talk to the heavy lifting guys out there that need something strong that can work like they do, 5, 6, 7 days a week. Well, we got a Silverado truck for you with a choice of 4 strong options, each one delivering commanding power, roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. The hardest-working bed in the business helps you conquer the toughest jobs. Hey, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today when it stops raining for outstanding offers going on right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it is weather time, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is actually a risk of flooding out there, as I'm guessing the traffic person just said. So let's see, next several hours, localized flooding is possible. It looks like it's going to rain up until I don't know, Joe, noon, give or take?
I don't know, Woody. Listen, man, we're going to have this. This is going to start happening, man. We're going to be in June in no time. And
you're saying it's going to rain a lot this summer.
It's going to rain a lot. But you can't have it both ways, man. First, I mean, right? Oh, it rains every day, and then, oh, we're in a drought. Oh, it's just so bad. Hey, by the way, let's get some good stuff, man.
Better than what we just did?
Yes. Sometimes in sports, we get going on stories, or you see something and you're going, this just, I never thought this would happen, I guess the best way to put it. This Bill Belichick stuff is, I've been kind of following it, and I know, like, there's been so many parts to it. Like, going back to Belichick and Brady, we went through that, and who's it more about? All that winning they did for 20 years and the championships? Has it been more about the head coach or more about the quarterback? And then Tom goes to Tampa Bay, and we went through that. And then Belichick loses his job. Did he get fired? They let him go, but the Kraft family didn't want him around anymore. And Robert Kraft was close to Tom, but not Bill. And And so all that drama, I thought, man, this is kind of interesting, you know, with all the success they had together. My God, man. I don't know, like, the most impressive number for me, besides championships, and Tom Brady owns every record. He really does. Obviously, he owns every record. Passing yards, touchdowns, championships. But the most impressive thing, since we've been on this friggin' drought for so long, is how many playoff wins he has. He's going deep into playoffs every year. They didn't win it every year, but, you know, they had great success to the very end, and then they decided, I don't know if it's true that Belichick thought Tom, you know, best days were gone, they're ready to move on, and then, of course, Tom said, really? Watch what I do at Tampa Bay for 3 years, and the rest history. Anyway, Belichick's all business, right? We know the stories about no matter what, he called Tom Brady out in a meeting and tell him you got to play better in front of the whole team, meaning that if I can yell at my best player, I can yell at all you guys. And that's an old school thing. Anyway, now 73, no longer coaching in the NFL, the head coach at North Carolina is sitting over the weekend at the Miss Maine USA pageant, watching his 24-year-old girlfriend who's trying to win. That is the weirdest thing. Of all these stories, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. It's one thing to go watch your daughter. It's another to go watch your granddaughter. It's another to be a 73-year-old man sitting next to her father watching her perform as Bill Belichick's girlfriend. And there's just more stuff that comes out. I know she's talking about all the haters and everybody's hating on me and stuff. This is just not Bill Belichick. It's not even about her and what her desire is or what her goals are or what she's trying to do or whether she's using Bill Belichick. It's about Bill Belichick. Can you imagine Bill Belichick? I can see Bill Belichick going out in his fishing boat, going fishing. I can see Bill Belichick, you know, at going to a college basketball game in North Carolina or something. I can't see Bill Belichick cheering on and clapping as his girlfriend's getting introduced at a Miss Maine USA pageant. And by the way, it's not the first one she's done. She finished third, by the way. I don't know what that tells you about all the talent in that they have in Maine right now. But anyway, got to be one of the strangest stories. And you just go, ooh, this is a little creepy. This is a little creepy. 73-year-old grandfather, not creepy. Watching his granddaughter, not creepy. Watching your daughter, not creepy.
I'm glad you finally started using the word creepy to describe
this. First time. This is the first time I felt that way. I'm not even, because we got so many guys down here.
I think it was the dad that was sitting next to her. At least that's what people were saying. So they're sitting next to him, I mean. The dad looks like he's, I don't know, 50? Maybe?
So let me ask you a question. At what point do you tell? I got three daughters. None of them listen to me. I mean, they all do their own thing.
That's for the best.
First marriage, second marriage. They all do their own thing. So I don't know at what point. I've made comments about boyfriends before. Yeah.
Well, I asked you that this morning. Like, if this was you and—
I don't—
Because your daughter's at this age, right, give or take. This would be rough, I would think, for any parent to go through.
I've given my opinion.
Jeez, man.
I've given my opinion and gotten in trouble. And I'm not going into anything about my children. God bless, I want to get along with all my kids. But
yeah, but if they came home, they were dating someone 10 years older than you. That would be probably an issue.
Say, listen, I even have strong opinion on athletes. Like, and my son saw it before I did, like, Dad, he's a dog. And I go, yeah, I know, but, and my son read it. My son's got great radar. He's got great radar. Great radar. As a former jock himself, he's like, Dad, this has got hit and run on it. And I'm like, you know. So, but you got to stay out of it. Like, I wonder what the 50-year-old father or 55, I don't know how old her dad is, but you're right, Woody, that sounds right, 50, 55-year-old dad, sitting there with a guy that's almost old enough to be his dad and he's dating your daughter is friggin' weird, man. It's weird. Everybody has a right to be happy. I hear those, but oh, as long as they're both happy, why do you care? I agree. It's none of my business, but I can still have an opinion on it.
But the problem is they keep making themselves the public's business. So
well, it's,
like, it's
not really. They're not.
So the story comes
people,
out on Friday.
But they're not, though, Woody. They're not telling the media, hey, come watch.
They don't have to do their little media, their beauty pageant. By the way, Belichick does not have to go on Good Morning America on Friday morning.
That's different. That's about the book.
Okay, but if you want to be private and you don't want your stuff out there, that's not a good show to go on.
I'm sure Bill Belichick thought he could go sit and watch her try to win this pageant.
I think that, is that going to be live on Friday? Not that Strahan would do anything to hammer the guy, but.
Bill, what was it like watching your girl up there? I don't know. I think Strahan's got.
Well, so Friday it came out that she's been banned from all the UNC facilities. They had to walk that back very quickly.
Yeah, there's no way.
Well, here's the thing, though, man.
Their worst nightmare
is running the show over there.
Yeah, but if Bill walks, they're in trouble. I mean,
yeah,
UNC was desperate to get him to become relevant, and he makes him relevant.
The thing is, like, that story was so silly. Like, who at UNC would have the power to say something like that?
No one.
I don't even think the AD could do that.
No. After they kissed his ass to get him there to pay him $10 million, will you take our $10 million a year, please, Bill?
But your girlfriend's banned from the the facility. Get out of here.
You
man.
Know
the
they
practices
don't like,
or whatever.
You know they don't like her around.
That story was from, I think it was like a podcast guy or something who's trying to, I don't know. What a weird story to cover that way, by the way. Like, you're running around trying to dig for dirt in this guy's, like, weird personal life. I just find it funny, all this stuff. But
well, this thing, to me, is the only thing. I don't listen. God bless Bill. Bill's chasing her around, and they're
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, but this is getting really creepy, especially, like, you hear, like, the reason he didn't want to talk about when they met was because she was 19, which is, like, even weirder.
you're saying Gronk wasn't that far off when he said, you know, coach, you were going over to that high school next to Foxborough. We never knew why. Now we are, and I was like, ooh, that. And everybody kind of joked, and now you're going, that might not be that far off.
It's not a joking matter anymore, though, like when it starts to get closer to 18.
Wouldn't you love to know when Belichick's boys get together, his sons both coach at UNC,
yeah,
what they're saying when he's out doing this stuff on the weekends? And what the hell is Dad doing?
I'm guessing it's a combination of that, and we're about to lose our entire inheritance. Probably a combination of that, too.
No. Hey, you got $200 million. You got to work your ass off to lose all that money.
She'll get the will changed. She'll get what she needs to do done.
You're a bad guy, man. You're a bad human being.
What's next with that story, man? It's like you think it can't get any better, and then more stuff just keeps trickling out.
She's in love with
him. She's going to sell a lot of books.
They're saying she really loves older men. They said the last boyfriend was, what, 60-something, 65, 66?
Yeah.
I can't imagine my age right now bringing home a 23 or 24-year-old. My family and those kids would chew her ass up. It would be.
Yeah, but you know what? You'd put up with it if you were getting $8 million of real estate. She's got quite the portfolio.
You think Bill's going to family function? Hey, we're having a family function this year. My girlfriend really like you guys to all show up. We thought it'd be nice. I was just talking to Jordan. She'd love to become friends with you. I know she's a little younger than you are, but can you be friends with her? Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. I want to talk about something serious that can help you. Boy, first-time home buyers, I want to let you know he's got a program for you to get you back in the game. Yeah, every time you do it as a first-time home buyer, you go, no, somebody beat you to this home. Sorry, you're not going to be able. He can get you all set up, get you pre-approved, and get you done. So the next time you find something, you're all set, you're ready to go, you can show it, and you got the money ready. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Don't worry about it. When they say no, Michael Kotze says, I got a program for you too. Reverse mortgage is more popular than ever. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Sitting there with all that equity in your home, it could really use that money these days. Well, Michael Kotze can get that done about half the time of the big banks. Matter of fact, go to Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's one reason he's been successful for the last 35 years. Not just his experience, but his work ethic. This man works. Works to get you approved quickly. Works to get it done for you. 7 days a week, Saturday and Sunday, the man's working. So you can call or text him. Truly has no life, not to cut him down. 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it, here's a reminder. We do have tickets for the Marlins and Cubs on May 21st that we would like to give away at some point here during the show. We're going to have to do it via text.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, since the phones are down.
Apparently the line has been hit.
Got hit right at the end of Billy Lindsay, man.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
At least we got enough Billy Lindsay.
Love talking to Billy Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst and former Panther joining us. We appreciate it. We had to kind of cancel everything else, but yeah.
Well, they're going to find Bell South or whoever handles the landlines and get this thing taken care of.
So we got three with games, by the way, just to get you caught up on the Marlins, who just lost 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. Got three at the Cubs in Wrigley, and then they're home Friday for a 3-game series with Tampa Bay, and then the Cubs will be in town for 3. We've had a lot of that, by the way, where we play them, they come in right away and play us. So 3 against the Cubs, and so a lot of things are going on, and we got the ticket giveaways that we're going to be doing every hour, Woody, or every one pair
of
days.
Yeah, let's do this, Joe. Let's do a little trivia. Is that okay?
Yeah.
How about this question for you, Joe? Which Chicago outfielder had the ball taken away from him by Bartman, Steve Bartman?
Oh, that's a good one.
We're doing Marlins Cubs, so how about that one?
That's
who is the Chicago Cubs outfielder who had the ball ripped away from him?
That's a good one.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Was there.
You were there? Wow. Well, you went to a lot of good stuff.
I went to all the, I got to tell you, man, the TV, TV slash radio, one or the other picked up the tab for me to go watch. I watched some great baseball games, I'll tell you that. That was fun, going to Wrigley and then going to Yankee Stadium, and yeah, it was great. And by the way, along with all the Heat stuff, was fantastic. Let me see. I haven't done anything with the Dolphins, not much with that.
So I didn't really think this out all that well. We're getting a lot of the answer here, and people seem to know the answer.
Quickly, because that player is very familiar to fans here.
So again, I did not think this out very well. So do you want to give me like a number? We'll do like a caller number through this text.
Well, you think that was going to be difficult?
Thought maybe.
No.
Don't text in anymore. We have enough people, by the way. It's Moises Alou. Also former Marlin, right?
Hey!
Yeah.
Jumped up, thought he had. By the way, they just destroyed that guy.
They really
did.
That
guy literally, they.
You know, the funniest part of that was.
They did a 30, didn't they do a 30-30 on him?
They did. They melted down so badly after that play. But he's the one that gets all the blame for it, unfortunately. But like, man, did they melt down? Remember that?
I remember almost all the play, including a shortstop that had a chance to make a play to who was from down here. Not taking shots at any Cubs players, but they
wasn't like a routine play, right?
Yes, one that he makes 99 out of 100 times. A little different pressure though, man, in those games. And I got to tell you, that Marlins team, they came through over. I'll tell you, the best game I ever saw was not the Cubs was fantastic, but my favorite one is Josh Beckett, sixth game at Yankee Stadium to win it. Pitched a complete game. And the controversy around it with Jack McKeon pitching him on one day short because he could have waited to game seven, give him another day to rest. And he goes, no, I talked to him. He said he's ready to go. That's when Jack McKeon was going, he's Catholic, was going to the church every day, going to Mass every day. Everything that guy did worked. That man definitely had the big man on his side because he was doing like starting pitchers were pitching like in relief. He was just throwing like he was game to game trying to get wins, and every friggin' thing that guy did worked. It was incredible.
All right, so why don't you do this, Joe? Why don't you give me a number?
Well, let's go.
You can go like, how about you can go 1 through 20? Because a lot of people have sent the number.
Now, we giving away tickets every day, you said, right?
Yeah, we do have tickets every day. Well, you need some?
No. I can get them. I'm good with the team. All right, so let's go.
I thought you were out of freebies. You had a whole rant about how you were out of freebies the other day.
Let's go. You don't have to say everything I say. Why do you always do that? It's a terrible habit you have.
Sorry, I know.
Let's go Grand Slam, 4. Let's go caller number 4.
All right.
Or text number 4.
Done deal.
Let's do that. All right. So besides all that stuff, Woody, and I know we've been all over the board today, the Panthers, man, that team last night looked like the team that we saw play last year in the playoffs. It a little worried there for a while. The way those first two games, the amount of scoring opportunities and the way they were, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know about Big Bob. Big Bob shutout last night. And Verhaeghe, Sam Bennett goals, they only scored 2, but it felt like they had about 6 goals last night, the way they dominated that game. So it was fantastic stuff. Aggressive right from the start, 37-23 in shots, strong forechecking, the hits. This played a different gear last night. They really did. They just played at a different gear last night. And I can't wait for this next game because there's always something chippy that happens. And I've kind of learned that these guys are getting a little smarter about that, and there's no payback or not as much in these playoffs. Let's just make sure. Because last night, Barkov took a shot from Domi at the end of the game. He got up, but Tkachuk's down at the other end of the bench, letting everybody know that Moore's on the way. Moore is on the way. How do you not love Matthew Tkachuk? He's sitting there with the whole bench looking at him. They're all getting fired up and looking at him. He's got his stick pointing at him. He does a little, threw up the elbow, the shoulder a little bit there. And I was like, man, this is just more entertainment for game 5 coming up in Toronto, who now goes back with those, oh no, here we go again. Those little demons are in your head. Oh no, here we go again. We are controlling this. We're up 2-0. We're up 3-1 in the second period of game three. And oh no, not again. Oh no, not again. And now we're having trouble getting quality shots. We can't, when we do get them, Big Bob's knocking them away. So that's where we are right now, man. That's where we are. By the way, I thought it was kind of crazy. I don't know if you saw that. Wayne Gretzky was up with his family last night. That beautiful daughter of his. And Ty Domi, Max Domi's dad. Ty was like this mean son of a gun that could fight everybody back when you had enforcers. And last night, he just gave his dad a little something there, hitting Barkov late at the end of the game.
All right, so we have some news that has just come in here, Joe. I don't know if you would necessarily call this news, but it is breaking news from ESPN here. Two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo has not made any firm decisions, but for the first time in his career, he is open-minded about whether his best fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere, league sources telling ESPN.
So they got an old team.
Just means he's open-minded to being traded,
yeah,
is
but
what they're saying.
Yes,
but
they've got an old team. If you look, they tried to re-sign him and run it back, and the guys that won that championship, they've all lost their fastball. They're breaking. They've lost their game. They're better off. I believe the Greek Freak is now 30 years old. They got to trade him and try to get something. They may be very open to getting rid of him at this point. They may want to just say, hey, not everybody, but if you can get a lot for them, and you can get a lot for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not going to give them away.
No. I don't know if we have enough juice to get them. Whoa.
This is an interesting one here, too. Like, this is obviously something the agent leaked, right?
Yes.
Sounds very agent.
By the way, that is a call. Well, we just learned Jimmy. Jimmy's one of the worst in the bed. That guy was like leaking everything while he was going, being bitch boy out there chasing the basketball while he was shooting at the facility when he was suspended. Go ahead.
This is just so weird. Like the quote here from Shams says he's open-minded about whether his best fit is remaining in Milwaukee. Is that code for like trade me now? I don't even get that.
There is no way.
Is that him asking for a trade?
There's no way he wants to come back. And his sidekick got an Achilles. He probably won't be back for the start of the season.
Damian Lillard, yeah, if at all. That's gonna be a tough recovery at that age.
He is. He's gonna be looking to get out. And by the way, there will be zero shortage of teams looking to pick him up. There's gonna be a lot of the league looking to look at the names of teams that he will be. His name will be mentioned in trades with.
Boy, that's tough for Milwaukee, man. They have to hit it big in the draft because no one's going there.
Yep.
Speaking of the draft, I think we have the lottery tonight, right?
Is it?
Yeah, the Cooper Flag lottery is tonight.
The best kept. No, not a very good secret. Everybody.
Imagine
knows.
Winning the lottery tonight. You're getting that guy. That's got to be good for business.
That's pretty good.
Sell
right off
some
the
tickets,
bat,
you think?
That feels like almost 20 points a night from day one, doesn't it?
He seems very league ready. Yes,
and he won't have to be keyed on. He'll have a lot of guys. Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, Andrew from Miramar is taking our tickets here.
Good.
Joe.
Hey, we got a lot more to give away. So yes, don't leave us. Don't leave us. We'll have more the rest of the week to give away for it, and be telling you more about. What's going on? We got the World Baseball Classic. They're going to start promoting that here real soon. Dominican Republic and Venezuela, and my God, that's going to be fun. So a lot of cool stuff. And Marlin members get exclusive priority access to this sold out event. So if you're thinking you can't get tickets, and you have season tickets for the Marlins, you can get your tickets. Or if you're going to get some, not a bad way to go. So anyway, a lot of things coming up here. We'll be telling you about. That will be really cool coming up with the Tampa Bay series and Chicago series for this homestand coming up at the end of the week. Right now, though, before we get into anything else, I want to tell you about my friends at Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Well, I'll tell you what, people ask right off the bat, and I get it. I use the same doctors. I'm just like you. Where do the pros go? And I go enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. FIU and FAU use all the team doctors and the top specialists for every part of the body, some of the best in the business for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. You know, bottom line is this, if you've been injured and you know you need a surgery and you need a specialist to see, you want to go with somebody that basically sees mostly professional and college athletes every day. And you're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on all our teams, as well as a lot of the high school athletes down here. And we got three great facilities on top of it. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, legendary down there. Also at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation, that new facility. Man, you got so many choices, so close to you. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man. About getting all of us healthy, back out playing the sports we love the most.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.